And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn, sitting in for Sherry Heine, and today it's my pleasure to host the show along with Robert Coons from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Our guests today are Daniel Levitt with Arizona's Children's Association, Janine Andrews, owner of Copper Country Bar and Grill, and we will have guests with us from Prescott's Professional Writers of Prescott Association. This is Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support several local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. For 70 years, the Kiwanis Auction has raised money for the kids of our community. Help the kids and get great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 26th through April 6th, between 7 and 10 p.m. on Cable Channel 64 or streaming live on the web at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. You'll find great deals on food, golf, tools, furniture, clothing, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, Waters, with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn, and you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, will you please introduce today's first guest?
I would be happy to, Leland. Thank you very much. Our first guest for the show from Arizona's Children Association is Daniel Levitt. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, gentlemen. Hello.
And tell us Quad a little bit City. About yourself, Daniel. A lot of people probably already know you, but...
Oh, it's all good. My name is Daniel Levitt. I work for Arizona's Children's Association for over the last 11 years in a variety of capacities from the programmatic side. And for the last 3 years, I have been the director of development for Northern Arizona for our agency. And... here to promote the agency and all the great things that we do, protecting children, empowering youth, and strengthening families throughout our county.
Cool.
Well, Daniel, you're talking about the agency. It's amazing to me, and I had learned previously that Arizona Children's Association is the oldest nonprofit organization in the state and the largest in coverage.
Correct. We've been around since 1912 in the state of Arizona. We started out with orphanages. Obviously, those no longer exist, but throughout the 105 years, we've adjusted our game for what the citizens, children, and families need in the state. And we've been in Yavapai County for over 25 years providing service.
That's tremendous. And, the services that you provide are extremely wide-ranging, and they really focus on youth, about children, and extending then to families, parenting, and the like. How is it that you identify engage with, reach out to these children and or families in need?
We partner with a lot of other agencies in the area. We get referrals. And they direct special services towards us. They know that we have a youth advisory service for kids who are, let's say, transitioning out of foster care. And we have clinicians who can help kids realize some of the services that they have available to them statewide and how they can help facilitate them to get them in the direction that is available for them and of their interest. Was just for one example. Mm-hmm. We also have parents as teachers, where our clinicians go into the home and help establish quality routines for early childhood brain development, so the parents and the child are working together to get them prepared to go into our school system.
Wonderful. It sounds like, Daniel, that Arizona's Children's Association is very involved in the community.
Exactly.
We tell us about some of the events that you guys do for the community.
Oh, a variety. There's actually our parents as teachers are having a get together actually at our new facility, which Leland facilitated the ribbon cutting. And the new facility, which is at 1055 Ruth Street, is across from the high school. And it enables us to put on more seminars, have lectures going on, things along those lines. You can access some of the activities and seminars and things that we bring at arizonaschildren.org, or feel free to call us at 928-443-1991 to hear some of the things that are coming up.
Daniel, talk to me about what constitutes young adult services.
It varies. You may have, like I said, someone who is 17 years old, mm-hmm. just like any 17-year-old, they know everything in the world. Doesn't matter if you're coming from foster care, or if you're two-parent family, or being raised by your grandparents. You know everything. But creating that support system, we have a Thrive mentorship program where youth are paired up with a specific adult who is a good match, not just randomly. We want our matches to coincide with what the child's needs are, as well as what the individual, the volunteer, is bringing to the program. So it may be as simple as opening up a bank account. It may be figuring out, I'm not collegiately bound, but let's look at a trade school that's available to me. Just having that process that fortunately we've all had, but creating an extended opportunity for the youth that may not have that currently.
Excellent. So it's both developmental opportunities relative to the age and station of the child, or the young adult in this case. Is it also geared towards young adult children at risk?
Definitely. Just for example, a youth that I worked with on the programmatic side as adolescent, we looked at with his team what would be a good path for him. His desire was to graduate Prescott High School, which he did at an older age, and was looking at opportunities. He just called me, and he finished 3 years in the service, something we had looked at for him that was a good fit. He was stationed over in Germany and in Savannah, Georgia. He has just transitioned out of the service. He had the opportunity to join a trucking company, and it looked like a really good gig for him and his wife and the child that are on the way. Well, he asked me a question, you know, just being part of his support team. Yeah, you know, it might be tough on my wife, you know, with a newborn. I'm like, well, I go, that's something you need to bring up. I can bring that up. Yes, that's definitely something you can bring up. You've already proven yourself for 6 months on the job, and they're extending you, and they're doing a commitment. Why don't you tell them what your situation is? Well, he brought it up, you know, in a professional way, and here he is now with a newborn, and he's able to have routes that are close to where he lives, and it's working out well for him. So
that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Advisory, mentoring,
just, exactly.
Again, as you said, a support group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very gratifying. Too.
It is. He's a good guy. Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, to that point, Daniel, you know, having met you before and the role that you've taken and how you've progressed and how you are supporting Arizona Children's Association, what is it that you find most rewarding about this work?
Wow. You ask the hard-hitting questions. I like the different day every day. You know, I like getting the chance to talk about the different services that we provide. We have 7 different departments, and I enjoy just going around our office and talking to the different staff that are out in the field and what they're seeing and the changes that are needed. And that's in talking to our CEO, who's at a state level, who sits on a statewide advisory board to help these changes progress, to have a voice that's in our community and to be able to express it on a statewide level to make those adjustments. This is what we're seeing in the rural areas, where the decisions you may be making in Tucson or Phoenix may not be a good fit for us. So getting the information, hearing what's going on, and us adjusting our game accordingly, whether it's through a grant, whether it's through funding that is already happening, or with individuals who are passionate about what we're doing and having them volunteer and be a part of it. So that's definitely the rewarding part of it.
And you had mentioned previously that this is really in a kind of a cooperative networking with other organizations in our county, in the state, who all have children's needs and interests at heart. Where is the advocacy for that within? Is Arizona's Children's Association, are they leading that cooperative and helping guiding other organizations?
Definitely. We have our strengths that service a very specific population. If somebody comes to us, we're about quality, not quantity. If somebody else can do it, I don't have a problem calling over to, you know, a Joe Walker over at Catholic Charities, or talking, you know, with people from Big Brothers. You know, if it's getting the services and more importantly, networking with other places to say, hey, you know, the joke around the office is, oh, go ask Daniel. He's got, you know, a guy or a gal that could do it. And it's, you know, well, yeah, okay, well, you need a mechanic, but, oh, you need somebody to provide a service for this kid? Let's do that. And I think that's very important. It's, yeah, I don't like the cutthroat attitude, and our agency is very, you know, passionate to partner with other agencies.
Tremendous.
Well, we have a very short period of time left, and I know you have a very important fundraiser coming up, so I wanted you to put a plug in for that for Arizona
Sure.
Children's.
Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, April 8th, the Raven Cafe. This is our 5th year partnering with them for Child Abuse Prevention Month. They are opening up their doors at 4 o'clock after hours, and from 4 to 8, we're going to have fabulous food, live music for only $10. There's a silent art auction that is going on right now that you could bid. If you need more information on it, our friend Robert here has posted it already on the events calendar at the Chamber website. So please check it out on April 8th. It's a fun event, and it's for a great cause.
Thank you, Daniel.
Your office's contact information again?
We are located at 1055 Roos Street. Give a call at 928-443-1991, or feel free to give me a call at 928-925-0805.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Baby chicks have been a part of Americana for as long as I remember. These tiny little fluff balls have always been a sign of spring and were in every rural family's backyard. They grew up to lay fresh eggs and were great at keeping the garden pests down. Well, you can have a part of this great rural tradition. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's Four Healthy Animals. We have a great assortment of baby chicks and the know-how and accessories to keep them healthy once they head home with you. All you have to do is to come into any one of our five stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale and pick out your assortment. 5 months later, when you wake up in the morning, you'll be cooking the best eggs you've ever tasted. Go to olsonsfamily.com to plan your purchase. Speaking of purchases, there's a way for you to see the wildly successful Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona's Dancing for the Stars in person without having to purchase a ticket. Just come into Olson's in Prescott or Chino, take a picture with a life-size cutout of a local celebrity dancer, and send it in on Instagram. You could win a pair of those coveted tickets. Details in the stores.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn. This is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, please introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Leland. Of course. The next guest is from Copper Country Bar and Grill. And you may be wondering, where is Copper Country Bar and Grill? Well, it's in Baghdad, of course. And they're a main sponsor of the Chamber of Commerce. And we have Janine Andrews here representing Copper Country Bar and Grill.
Hi.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I am actually 2 years new to Baghdad. I just recently moved and started Copper Country Bar and Grill. And it's been a lot of fun.
It's kind of a mouthful for me. I don't know why. It's like, okay, Robert, spit it out.
Yeah, it is a bit of a
mouthful. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. We've been there before, you know, meetings with Baghdad, since you guys are supporting us and we're supporting you.
Thank you.
Supporting you. So it's a wonderful place and it's a wonderful bar and grill.
Yeah, it's a great day trip to come up.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well, Janine, welcome. That is certainly what I've noted. And again, having seen the restaurant, the Bar and Grill, fantastic venue for groups of all sizes and just, you know, casual dining. When you go and you look up your restaurant, talks about it's an American food restaurant, pub, salad, sandwiches, burgers, pizza, and wings. Mm-hmm. If you look at the raves, they're all talking about the pizza. Tell us about your pizzas.
We have perfected our pizzas, and it was a challenge at first because I wanted a specific pizza, and it's a brick oven pizza, and we have a secret sauce that we use, and it's really good, nice and crispy, and it's something we're proud of.
Tremendous. Well, and it shows again online, 5 out of 5 stars across the board. Everybody talking about the great food and the great service. Really, the hospitality is what they go on about. They say, yeah, love the pizza, love the wings. And then they go on to talk about their wait staff, the owners, so on and so forth. What's your philosophy about customer service?
You know, it's my priority. It's my favorite part of what I do. And I try to talk to everybody that comes through when I'm there, which I'm there a lot of the hours throughout the day. And that's my most important thing, is to make sure that our customers are happy, leave happy, stay happy, and that they enjoy their meal and the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful drive.
Yes,
I just want to tell everybody
roads.
How gorgeous it is going all, they say, all the way out to Baghdad. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah, and we're only an hour, maybe a little over an hour northwest of Prescott. Mm-hmm. So it's a great day trip.
Well, and that's it. I've not only has people of Baghdad, you know, talked about how they enjoy having people come there as a destination. I've seen and heard a lot of people who make that a regular plan. A lot of our local car clubs and motorcyclists, they all enjoy the scenic drive. They have their poker runs and their the car shows that are held there. How do you promote that? Do they just seek you out, or are you kind of affiliated with some of these clubs too?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I hosted the Copper State 1000 last year, which is a big deal. It's about $10,000 to enter into the Copper State 1000. We had 166 cars, and they chose Baghdad and my Copper Country Bar and Grill as a destination. We had 230 people in our venue and 166 cars, and they were Maseratis and Porsches and Corvettes and really, really high-end vintage cars. And they happened to be just in there for the day, and I started talking to them, and they were looking for a destination, and it worked out. And so it's just me talking a lot.
You're right. Right. Putting your best foot forward.
Yeah.
And that certainly gives credence to the fact that you can host a couple, you can host 200 some cars and still deliver that quality customer service that people are raving about. Well, tell us about the involvement in Baghdad. Baghdad's a unique community. It's a beautiful town. As we all know, part of the mine operations there. What is it that Copper Country Bar and Grill does in support of the community?
Well, we are the only bar in town, the bar and grill in town. And so we're the largest employer other than the mine. So we make it a point to really get involved in the community. Our poker runs are all donated back. So, for instance, last year we had a couple of girls that were selected to go to Australia for basketball, and we hosted a poker run and gave all of the money back to them so that they could go. It was a $6,000 person trip. So we helped them out. And then we had another gentleman who had some diabetes issues, and he had lost a leg, and we gave all the money back to him. And so we try to do, we do root beer floats for kids on the school bus for good behavior. We do all kinds of stuff in the
community. That's kind of cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That really strengthens.
I want to be on that bus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, she said good behavior, Robert, so. Yeah. That really strengthens the sense of community, which I know is significant within the community of Baghdad. And, you know, you talked about being new. Mm-hmm. Had the restaurant always existed there?
It did. We had it was there. I'm not sure exactly how long, but the previous owner had it for 10 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your operations have been for the last two.
Yes.
And you're starting to generate that momentum. You're being recognized for all that you do, both in the community and the quality of food and customer service that you have. Can you tell us then, you know, since you've become recognized as such, what kind of events are upcoming that you're going to be hosting?
So our next big event is a poker run, actually, and it's April 21st, and it's an off-road poker run. So razors, jeeps, anything. I don't recommend a four-wheel drive daily driver, but anything off-road, and you can come out and camp for the weekend. And it's about a 50 to 60 mile poker run, and they're a lot of fun. We have all sorts of terrain out in Baghdad, and this will be our fourth one. So they get bigger and bigger every year, and there's a ton of fun.
Certainly.
And our second one is the Copper Spur Rodeo. This is a huge one for Baghdad. We're so excited to bring the rodeo back. It's June 2nd. And Copper Country Barn Grill is going to have the rodeo dance afterward. So come on out for that. We're really excited about
that
rodeo.
That sounds like a really fun deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have to come out. Now, is there a website or something that people can get more information about that, besides the Chamber website, of course?
So I don't actually have a website.
Okay,
however, I have
you.
A Facebook page.
Okay.
And I post everything on Facebook.
Okay.
All of our events are on Facebook. I'm working on a website. So
good.
Soon. hopefully. But my Facebook page is Copper Country Bar and Grill.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So everybody get out there. Enjoy the rodeo. Enjoy the poker run. I've never done the poker run before. I can't do the four-wheel drive thing, though. I only have a four-runner, so I'd be over on my side.
Now, you talked about then that the rodeo dance will be held at the Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. Do you typically have music as part of your venue?
Yeah, so that night we have the Eddie Clark Band coming out, and we just recently had Five in the Wheel on. We did a We Rock event, which is the off-road rock crawling, and we had about, I think they had 1,900 people in that event, and we hosted their after party as well and had a live band. So we have live music. We have karaoke every Friday and Saturday. We do trivia on on Wednesdays. We do a pool. We're getting ready to do a pool league. Mm-hmm. So we do all kinds of fun stuff.
So see, folks, Baghdad is a destination from Prescott. So get out there.
And you know, just the number of things that you listed off, I think, are more comprehensive. We have to go around town to several establishments in order to enjoy that kind of entertainment. That is terrific. Well, Jenny, I can really see it in your eyes, you know, the passion you have and the fun that you're getting back as a result of having been embraced by the community and all these organizations. What led you to do this? What is your greatest reward then in being in this role?
So I am new to the restaurant industry altogether, so it was a leap of faith for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer in God's plan, and this is where I was meant to be, and I'm super passionate about it. And I am really glad that I took the leap. My husband's a mechanic in the mine, and that's what brought me to Baghdad. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that I've always wanted to do, and I'm doing it.
Terrific. I think, Robert, you had mentioned the cooperation that we have. There is the Baghdad Business Coalition members to the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And so we're in kind of a sister or brotherhood relationship.
The brochure downtown, too. So come on down if you want to see the menu.
Absolutely. And so that's what I wanted to express, that people here locally within Prescott, if they want to learn more about businesses in Baghdad and the Copper Country Bar and Grill, contacting yourself or into the chamber. We have that relationship, and we're really fostering one another. We are, you know, a regional family of businesses and our customers, so we have a lot to offer, and certainly more is becoming revealed about Baghdad as a destination and an opportunity for some unique activities. I'd like you to provide your contact information. Is there something specific if someone wanted to create an event or hold an event, would they contact you, and how would they do that?
Yeah, so you can call the restaurant, and that's 928-633-5856. And my Facebook page is Copper Country Bar and Grill. You can also Google us, and we come right up. And our address is 901 North Lindahl.
And one more time about the special events that are coming up.
Special events are April 21st, the Poker Run, Off-Road Poker Run, and June 2nd, the Copper Spur Rodeo.
Cool. Right. One question I always have, and maybe it would be what people would consider as to what day they would travel to Baghdad. Do you have a special of the day? Is it Taco Tuesdays?
That's funny. We actually, so because we're in a small town, I always do a different daily special than what is on my menu. But on Tuesdays, we do all Mexican food. So our whole menu is Mexican food. We also do burgers, and we also do pizza and wings, but we have really good Mexican food. So.
And do you have a local sandwich? Some places have named a sandwich in tribute to someone or something.
So we do. It's funny. We have the Jerry Burrito, who happens to be one of our best pizza cooks. The Chicken Southwest with Sarah sauce on it. Mm-hmm. So we've had, you know, we've made some fun with employees, and, you know, I kind of engage the employees to create new things too, because we do. We are such a small town, mm-hmm. and we have the same menu. We try to change it up a little bit, and
but
I use my employees.
Speaking of employees, I know that you have, the last time we met in Baghdad for mm-hmm. one of your meetings, you mentioned the employees that you do employ at the restaurant. There's quite a few.
Yeah, we have about 26 employees.
That's a big base.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. We have a 9,000 square foot building.
Yep.
That's fantastic. We need to fill it up. People yes. need to get yes. out there and yes. enjoy that.
And you have conference rooms, too, so businesses could go out and have a conference for the day.
Yes, we do. We actually do have a private room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Janine, thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you and hear about the restaurant. So, everyone, please consider a destination trip to Copper Country Bar and Grill in Baghdad. You're listening to Talk of the Town at KQ&A. 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. There are still some places you can smoke in Prescott, but if the city council has its way, parks won't be one of them. Yesterday, council discussed a measure to prohibit smoking in city parks. Councilman Steve Shishka asked Police Chief Amy Bonney if her department would be responsible for enforcing that ordinance. Bonney replied, "It just adds parks to the list of places where people won't be able to smoke. There would be a $25 fine, but city manager Michael Lamar told council the smoking police won't be out and about. In addition to parks, smoking would be prohibited in the Rough Rider and Ken Lindley complexes, the Prescott Activity Center, and any property designated as an open space." The Prescott City Council didn't take any action on the ordinance, which is expected to be back for consideration next month. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. Watch for road construction crews and traffic control signs if you'll be traveling in the Cottonwood area.
Starting today and running through Friday, asphalt paving operations will be taking place along Mingus Avenue and South 6th Street. Heavy machinery and City of Cottonwood work crews will be in and next to the travel lanes. There will also be temporary closures of existing driveways and street crossing as the paving moves along from west to east along Mingus. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. City of Cottonwood Engineering Department officials have also closed South 6th Street for asphalt paving of the roadway. The closure is scheduled to be in effect until 5 tomorrow night. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes take on the Las Vegas Knights at 7 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny and warming for the end of the work week. Expect an overnight low of 38 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 68 tomorrow and a high of 71 on Friday. 52 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 82 and a cloudy high on Friday of 79. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
As if the great food and atmosphere weren't a big enough reward for going to Augie's, now you can earn $10 gift cards at lunch, $20 gift cards at dinner. Get your lunch or dinner loyalty card stamped at Augie's. Four lunch stamps earns you a $10 gift card for your next lunch visit, or four dinner stamps earns you $20 toward your next dinner at Augie's. It pays to be loyal at Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. What I like about
you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn, and this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, who are our next guests?
Thank you, Leland. Our next guests on the show today are from the professional writers of Prescott, Pat Fogarty and Steve Healy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves before you tell us a little bit about the writers.
Okay, my name's Pat Fogarty. I'm in the Prescott area the past 12 years now. I'm a retired electrical worker from New York.
I hear a little bit of an accent there, yes, I
little,
can tell.
A little Bronx. when I got here, I've always wanted to write, so I attended Yavapai College. I got their writing certificate. It was 30, 40 credits, and I started going to the PWP meetings, the Professional Writers of Prescott, in order to learn what I could learn. And I've been on the board for the last 6-7 years and president for the past 3.
Right. And Steve?
I've been out here, I guess, about 5 years now, originally from New Jersey. We were both going to say we were from Texas, by the way, but we didn't think we'd go over.
That wouldn't work.
No.
East Texas, perhaps.
East Texas, yeah. There you go. Yep, retired from the computer industry. I was in sales and marketing for my career, and came out to Prescott, like I said, 5 years ago. Absolutely love it out here. I used to do a lot of writing for business through my career, and then about 12 years ago, I started writing for myself. And then moving out here to Prescott, actually I was in a class being taught by a local instructor, and she mentioned PWP, and the rest was history. So
that's tremendous. Well, we've talked about then Professional Writers of Prescott, and they are, or the organization is, a network of published and non-published writers and editors who live in the greater Quad City areas. How long has it been in existence?
1987 is as far back as we can trace it, so 30 so years.
Yeah, at least 31 years.
Published and non-published authors, you meet monthly, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And where is it that you're meeting now?
We meet the fourth Tuesday of the month at the Prescott City Library, which is on Goodwin Street. Mm-hmm. We meet at 6, and the meetings usually run till about 7:45 or so. Mm-hmm. During those meetings, we'll have speakers come in, and they'll discuss various aspects of getting published, the writing aspect, the logistics of writing, maybe how you choose your cover for your book, anything that has to do with writing and getting published. Sometimes we have the speakers, and other times we'll do an open mic where members come in and read their own pieces for 5 minutes or so. We have Birds of a Feather, where we break down into different groups. We have groups that do fiction. We have groups that do nonfiction. We have people that do memoir. So we'll try to put them together, and they can share their experiences. So it's a varied number of programs that we offer through the year.
Interesting. And how many members do you have?
Well, right now we have about 110 members. We vary between 100 and 125 annually.
That's quite a large group, and interesting to me that here locally, as I have found, there are a lot of professions, there are a lot of professionals in all walks of life, mm-hmm. and so we have published authors who live here amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
You hold several annual workshops. Is that again? You talked about speakers programs. Mm-hmm. The workshops, are they put on by our resident authors, or do you bring in others as well?
No, what we do is we search for an appropriate speaker. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll find a local person, sometimes we won't. In that case, we'll get somebody maybe from the Southwest series that's run by Yavapai College. They bring in quarterly speakers on a Friday evening. Sometimes we can get their speakers to stay over and do a workshop for us on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. As far as workshops go, we have about 3 or 4 a year. Our next one is in June. Lorraine Herring from Yavapai College, she's the head of the creative writing program. She's going to speak about writing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Also, as an example, last night, Tony Dennis was our speaker, and basically talking about the logistics and how to get published and how she was able to manage it over the years. And on the other hand, we have people that have never been published, people that have never written anything, but they want to give it a shot.
Certainly.
So the meetings are very important for that reason, because it brings people together and gives them information. It's not just sitting there reading each other's and critiquing each other's work.
Right.
It's actually information to help people write and get published.
Real camaraderie. You talk about birds of a feather, those people who are of the same mind, the same creative aspirations to write.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
For Bird of the Feather, we take the genres, like Steve was saying, the mystery writers, they'll meet in a group. People mm-hmm. that write memoirs, they'll meet in a group. So we have individual groups, and each person in that group will help the others.
Yep. It really becomes inspirational for people who
we
have that.
We tend to stay away from the table with the horror people, though.
They get their own room.
They get their own room.
In the comics.
Right.
In the comics.
Members sponsor local book signings, readings, and lectures as well, correct?
Yes, we have the open mic. Maybe once or twice a year, where we invite local authors to come in and read some of their work. And we also have book sales at these libraries, where the authors will have a chance to sell their books, and they'll have a chance to sign it, something personal or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that works out good.
Excellent. Well, this organization coming together, inspiring one another, not only that, but as I understand it, your community outreach includes a mentoring of high school writers mm-hmm. and creative students at Yavapai College. Tell us about that.
We have some members that have special skills, as we'll mention Toni Dennis again. She's a journalist, and she's worked for some large newspapers back east, Newsweek, I believe. She worked Newsday, and she worked for the Courier. What she wants to do, because they don't teach journalism at Yavapai College anymore, she wants to make it available that she'll give like a 2 hours a week of her time for maybe 2 or 3 months to have a group of young high school or young college students come in and she'll mentor them on journalism. She's got an MA in journalism from Stony Brook, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's excellent. So is that students at Yavapai College? What about inspired students at the high schools?
Well, we've had several contests with the high schools where we send out information about submitting stories so that these high school kids will send their stories in. Then we have a panel of published authors who review them and give out prizes. We've done that about 4 times in the last 5 years. We're currently not doing that, but it's something that we might start again. And the reason we're currently not doing it, we haven't gotten that much response from these students.
Well, we certainly want to help promote that here today and hope others will spread the word.
Yep.
Does that mean that, I had notes that showed that there was co-sponsoring with the public libraries for student writing contests. Does that still occur?
Well, that's something we're working with the Prescott Library at this time.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a process that's in the making. We're working with Martha at the Prescott Library and Craig Brown, and we're trying to set up a partnership with them to get projects like that going.
The, I was going to ask, you are really inspired again coming together and how you work with each other to promote writing. You know, a lot of people would say in the electronic age that books are passe, but writing is not. The content, the story, the spoken word as transcribed, all still a medium very valuable in our society. And how is it that you promote the differences now between a book and the electronic medium?
Well, actually, the biggest question is, do we publish today in the traditional manner with a book, mm-hmm. or do we do self-publishing electronically? The jury's still kind of out as to which is the best way to go these days. I mean, at one time, it was through the publishers, period.
Mm-hmm.
But the publishers obviously have shifted their focus. There's less of them now. They bring less new authors in. And self-publishing has become a big thing. We have seen people that have been able to make the transition. Mm-hmm. They've come out with an electronic version of their writing and did find a publisher for it. That doesn't happen very often, mm-hmm. but there's a real sea change going on right now within the publishing industry. But as you said, the writing is the bottom line. We love to write, and if we get published, that's great. If we don't get published, we've still accomplished something.
And you have, and I'm sure that continues to be shared even amongst yourselves as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
I can see it in your eyes. I can hear it in your voice. Certainly, I know that you would probably write about the enthusiasm and the passion you have. What do you find to be the most rewarding aspect of being members of this organization?
Well, what I find rewarding is when I see a new author get published. I mean, that is one of the most rewarding aspects of it, is having someone come in, put their work out, and then every month we ask the question to our members, has anyone got published? And when someone raises their hand, I mean, everyone just claps. It's such a good feeling for everyone.
Yeah. And the mix of experience that we have among writers really runs the whole gamut. We have a couple people that have quite a number of books, 10, 12 books in some cases, that have been published by traditional publishers. And then we have people, again, like I said, they haven't written a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to come in and find out, how do I sit down and write something? What do you do? So it's, I think, information and knowledge transfer and confidence transfer is really...
And our members that are professionals that have been published, they seem to really want to help the new authors. And, you know, when you have a mix like that, anything's possible.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it. They nurture. They'll tell the group, well, I did this to get this published, or I did that, or this is the way you should. They're very, very open with the information. They're ready to share it. They want everybody to be a success. Not everybody will be a successful author,
right.
But there's no reason why everybody can't write.
Oh, absolutely.
And all meetings are open to the public. So, I mean, this is another great aspect. If you're just curious, you stop by and drop in at a meeting and see what you can pick up.
Mm-hmm. And tell us again about the meetings, you know, the meetings, where they are.
The meetings are at the Prescott Library on Goodwin Street, and it's the fourth Tuesday of the month. The next one will be April 24th, and they run from 6 o'clock to about 7:45.
And anyone can come.
Open to the public, and we have Susan Fogarty. She provides the refreshments.
Wonderful. We've talked about a number of the activities, a number of the programs that Professional Writers of Prescott organization fosters. What do you have for the future? Where do you see the organization going in support of published and non-published authors and in support of our community in inspiring others to write?
Well, every year, Prescott itself has several events at the Courthouse Square. And what we found out is that, well, we can get a spot there and we can make it available for local authors to sell their books at the, you know, these art shows and whatnot that they have. Okay. We tried it once last spring, worked out great. So we're going to try it again this year, maybe two events.
Yeah, it's a matter of introducing the local authors to the local population. Or to, obviously we have a big tourist trade, so the tourists are in town at the same time, and it's a good way for them to display their work, put their work out there. For the future, it's a matter of working with, obviously, the Chamber of Commerce, and bringing in more members, we hope, and spreading the idea of people being able to write.
This fall, we'll be publishing a collection of short stories. And we'll get that information out there when we have more specifics.
Okay. So talk to me then with regards to how you may be interested in partnering with organizations that lead youth. And if there could be a partnership in inspiring youth to write.
That's an area that we're looking at. We haven't put that together. We did have, as Pat mentioned earlier, the scholarship program. There wasn't a lot of response to it. So maybe by working directly with some of the schools, both the public and the private schools, working maybe with the library, the bookstore, the Raven, the Peregrine. There are a lot of different aspects that we just haven't had the time to explore yet. So we've been keeping busy, I guess, you know, with membership and lining up the meetings and everything.
Book sales at the library.
Book sales. So, but that's an area where we'd love to move into. So if anybody out there in the audience that's listening has some ideas, please let us know.
And how would they contact you?
Pat, you want to give them the address?
Well, for now, we're using pwp.arizona@gmail. We do have a website. It's PrescottWriters.com, and we're in the process of rebuilding that, but it's still up now. It'll be up for the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. And a Facebook page?
And we're on Facebook.
We have a Facebook page, PWP Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the email address again?
The email address is pwp.arizona@gmail.com.
Terrific. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to hear about your organization. It's inspiring that people still seek to express their creative minds through writing, and hopefully it'll never become a dying art form. Again, anyone in the audience who has their finger on the pulse of our youth in helping guide them in a way in which they could find an expressive medium such as writing, please contact the Professional Writers of Prescott. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Member membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support several local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. For 70 years, the Kiwanis Auction has raised money for the kids of our community. Help the kids and get great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 26th through April 6th, between 7 and 10 p.m. on Cable Channel 64 or streaming live on the web at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. You'll find great deals on food, golf, tools, furniture, clothing, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn on Talk of the Town at KQ&A.
Thank you, Leland. This is Robert Coombs. I run the Visitor Information Center for the Chamber of Commerce. And Leland, it's really nice to have you filling in for Sherry today. Thank you very much for that. And Leland is a Chamber member, and he's also on our Ambassador Program, too, for the Chamber of Commerce. Leland, tell us a little bit about that before I go into a few of the events.
Well, Robert, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and I know that Sherry can be very busy, and I'm happy to sit in. As you had mentioned, I'm a proud Chamber of Commerce ambassador, and I had the opportunity to do ribbon cuttings for the Chamber. My wife is also an ambassador with her business Interior as an interior designer in Virgo Organized Interiors, and I'm with Fire Sky Real Estate. And so the Chamber is always busy. Robert, tell us about what we have upcoming.
I'll try to do it really quick. I know we only have 1 minute, I think, for the end of the show, but for this weekend, there's lots coming up. I'll start off with the 70th annual Kiwanis Auction, which is running through March 30th through April 6th, and that's from the Prescott Media Center on TV from 7 to 10 p.m. Their website is PrescottKiwanis.com. That's PrescottKiwanis.com. And of course, it is Easter weekend, so we have the great Prescott Easter Egg Hunt, which is thousands and thousands of eggs for the kids, and I guess the older kids too, to have a blast down there at the Mile High Middle School. And that will be Saturday, March 31st, and that will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So that'll be a lot of fun for the whole family. And another event coming up, which is dear to my heart, which is mountain biking. On Saturday, March 31st, there's a free mountain bike demo day. So you can come downtown and demo a brand new mountain bike from a lot of different manufacturers. And that's part of the Whiskey Off-Road pre-ride series. And of course, the Whiskey Off-Road is coming up at the end of April here in Prescott. And that will be at the lot next door to the Visitor Information Center on Goodwin Street from 8 a.m. to 4. So come on down and demo a bike. More information, www.epicrides.com. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.